听力课堂，听 class.com。
Chapter 2. Taking part in the interview. One. Opening remarks. Useful sentences. Greet the interviewer.
One. Number 12. My name is Jack.
Two. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Three. Hi, everybody.
Four. Allow me to introduce myself.
Five. May I introduce myself?
Six. Let me introduce myself. I am Mrs. Song.
Seven. It's nice to meet you. I have often heard about you.
Eight. It's a pleasure to meet you. Allow me to introduce myself.
Nine. Yes, I'm here for an interview as requested.
Ten. Nice to meet you.
11. This is my ID card. This is my diploma. And this is my certificate of nurse qualifications.
12. Good morning, afternoon, sir, madame.
13. It is a great pleasure for me to have this opportunity for the interview.
14. How do you do?
15. Okay. I was born in this city and had my college education at the Institute of Foreign Languages.
16. I'm Li Weixin. It's my pleasure to meet you. Greeting the applicant.
1. Good afternoon. You are Gao Lan, aren't you?
2. Hello, Mr. Shen.
3. Nice having you.
4. I'm so glad you could come. Would you like to have a cigarette?
5. Come in and sit down.
6. Come in. Make yourself at home.
7. Come in, please, and have a cup of coffee.
8. Have a seat, please. May I have your name?
9. Come in. Name and examination number.
10. I'm Edward, the manager of Human Resources Department.
11. Could you tell me your name and interview number?
12. We have received your resume and answered to our advertisement. I would like to talk with you regarding your qualifications for this position, okay?
13. Would you begin by telling me something about yourself?
14. Are you here for the position advertised in yesterday's newspaper?
15. Good afternoon. Can I help you?
16. Have you brought your credentials? Fashion conversation. Conversation 1. May I come in?
Yes, please. I'm Mr. Peter, the director of personnel. What can I do for you?
Nice to meet you, Mr. Peter. I'm Wang Tian. I've come for an interview as requested.
Oh, yes. How do you do, Miss Wang? Sit down, please.
Thank you.
What was your major in school?
I majored in public relations.
Have you done any work in this field?
Yes. After my graduation, I worked in a trade company in Macau for 1 year.
What section did you work in?
The export business section.
So you must be very familiar with export procedures.
Yes, very much.
That's good.
Conversation 2. Excuse me, may I see Mr. John Watt, the manager?
It's me. What can I do for you?
I have come at your invitation for an interview. Nice to meet you, Mr. Watt.
Nice to meet you, too. Please sit down.
Thank you, sir.
We have received your letter in answer to our advertisement. I would like to talk with you regarding your qualifications for this position.
I am very happy that I am qualified for this interview. Conversation 3. May I help you?
Yes, I'm here for an interview as requested.
You are Miss Liu?
That's right.
Please take a seat.
Thank you, madam.
We have received your letter and resume, and we thought we would like to ask you to come here for an interview.
It is a great pleasure for me to have this opportunity for interview.
Have you brought your credentials?
Yes, here they are. This is my ID card, this is my diploma, and this is my certificate for nurse qualifications.
Conversation 4.
My name is James Owen. I am manager of sales. How do you do?
How do you do?
Thank you for coming. Did you have any trouble finding the office?
Oh no, it was easy. Your office sent me a map.
I apologize for this mess. They've got me handling so many projects, and it's hard to keep things organized.
That's okay. Thank you for seeing me.
Well, Miss Swan, as you know, we are looking for an executive secretary with good English skills and some business background. We looked over your resume and thought you might be a good candidate.
Thank you.
Today's interview is for us to get to know a little about you. If needed, there will be a more lengthy interview later. So, if you're comfortable, let's begin.
Okay. Conversation 5.
May I help you?
Yes, I've come to apply for the position as tour guide.
I'm Edward, the manager of Human Resources Department. May I ask your name?
My name is Hu Ting. How do you do, Mr. Edward?
I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Hu. Please take a seat.
Thank you, sir.
Conversation 6. Please come in and sit down. I'm happy to finally meet you.
Same here, Miss Drake. I've been looking forward to this.
I'm sorry I kept you waiting.
No, not at all. You were right on time. I was early. I hope I didn't rush you. I'm glad for the opportunity to interview with you.
Thank you. Can I get you some coffee or a cup of tea?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, then let's get to the interview.
Great, that's why I'm here.
Conversation 7. Please come in and sit down. I'm happy to finally meet you.
Same here. I've been looking forward to this.
I'm sorry I kept you waiting so long. I'm running a little late today.
No problem. That happens to all of us. It goes badly with the traffic.
Thank you. Can I offer you some refreshment?
Why not, thank you. A little tea would be nice.
Interview notes.
Interviews are where people get hired. If you're called to one, it means your paperwork has been closely reviewed and they want to know more. Another way to look at it is to say they looked at your papers and couldn't fault you on them. It's very likely this is your first meeting with this person, and it's also an important one. You need to make a good first impression. You won't get a second chance. Look pleased to meet them. Raise your eyebrows and widen your smile in recognition when you're introduced, or when he or she introduces himself or herself. Be sure to put some character into your handshake. Now they want a look at the real thing to see if they can find any real problems. You had better believe that the disqualification process restarts as soon as you show up. The following items are petty and really don't have anything to do with whether or not you can do the job. The interview actually starts before you get there. Candidates that show up too early could be viewed as overeager. Being on time is good. Showing up 5 to 10 minutes early is not a bad idea. However, 15 or more minutes early could cause the candidate a problem. It's likely the executive scheduled to interview you is busy. All executives are. To them, time is money, and candidates should assume the man or woman they're going to see isn't waiting for them to show up and start their day. That executive is very likely already operating in high gear, handling their normal daily business. If the receptionist interrupts them with the news you showed up 30 minutes early, you're likely to interrupt their plan for the day. He or she is probably watching the time, and figured they still have another half an hour to take care of the newest emergency, or the already long postponed letter they've been meaning to write. It's very likely he or she is going to have to make you wait. And if he or she is the kind of boss you want to have, they'll feel guilty about making you wait. It will make them feel uncomfortable, and that feeling will be associated with you. You don't need that. If you get there more than 15 minutes early, I suggest you wait outside the office to avoid telling the receptionist you're there. Get a cup of coffee or tea if there's a nearby cafe. The point is, you're going to do the waiting anyway. Don't do anything that might make whoever you're there to meet feel uncomfortable. Your job at the interview is to make that person like you. They have to feel comfortable about you. They need to think you're a problem solver, not a problem creator. Being late is, of course, worse. Don't do it. If you don't know where the place is, don't assume you'll find it easily. Assume the worst, and give yourself plenty of time to find a location that has been specifically hidden from you. That's right. Figure everything that can go wrong will, and make allowances for it. Figure on spending an hour finding the place, or a parking space, and work from there. In short, do whatever you have to make sure you aren't late. Remember, the best laid plans of mice and men do often go astray. If it looks like you're going to be detained, call your appointment and warn them. Tell them what the problem is. Tell them there's an accident on the highway, the traffic is very heavy, whatever the problem is. The important thing is you've got to keep them informed of your status. If you do that, you're telling that executive you value him and his time.